Tonight's shiur is titled Insights into the Makos, Dever / Shchen. I picked the two most exciting Makos of the 10 Makos. There are some interesting ideas that emerge from Dever and Shchen. And I just wanted to thank the guys, the Chabura in Hollywood, Florida, because we worked out these ideas last Shabbos. Let's just have a refresher on the 10 Makos. So the 10 Makos are Dam, Svardea, Kinim, Arov, Dever, Shchin, Barad, Arbe, Choshech, and Makas Bechoros. And the English translation is Dam is blood, and Svardea is frogs, Kinim is lice, Arov is wild beasts, Dever is pestilence, Shchin is boils, Arbe is locust, Choshech is darkness, and Makas Bechoros is the killing of the firstborn. That's all translated from the Maxwell House Haggadah, so you can take my word for it. So we're going to take up Dever and Shchin, the two Makos. One Maka of Dever, which is pestilence. Pestilence is really a disease of the animals, and Shchin, which are boils. We're going to start with the Psukim inside, and hopefully we'll take it into the Haggadah itself. We're going to start from Pasuk Aleph, Shmos Perek Tes, and this is the first Pasuk regarding Dever, the Makkah of Dever. It says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, bo el paro, v'dibarta elav, ko'amar Hashem elokei ha'ivrim, shalach samiv yavduni. Hashem says to Moshe, go to Paro and tell him that the God of the Hebrews says to send me out and my nation so that I can serve him, meaning serve Hashem. If you don't send us out, and you continue to hold the Jews, Hashem's hand will be on the animals in the field, on the horses, the donkeys, the camels, the cattle, and the flock, a very heavy disease, Dever Kaved Me'od. Hashem will distinguish between the cattle of the Jews and the cattle of the Mitzrayim, and nothing will be killed of Bnei Yisrael. Vayasam Hashem moed lemor. Hashem set up a date the next day. Lemor machar yaseh Hashem adavar hazeh ba'aretz. Tomorrow, Hashem will do this thing in the land of Mitzrayim. Vayas Hashem es adavar hazeh mimacharas, and Hashem, He did it. Vayamos kol miknei Mitzrayim, and all the miknei Mitzrayim were killed. Umi miknei Bnei Yisrael lo mesechad, and of the cattle of Bnei Yisrael, nothing was killed. Vayishlach Paro vihinei lo mesim miknei Yisrael, and Paro sent out, and none of the animals of Yisrael died. Ad echad. Vayichbad leiv Paro v'lo shilach es ha'am, and Paro's heart was hardened, and he did not send out Klal Yisrael. These are the essential psukim that we're going to work on to understand the concept and the maka of Dever. What is the basic summary of the psukim? The summary is that Hashem tells Moshe to go to Paro, and he says, if you don't let Klal Yisrael leave, I'm going to bring this maka of Dever, which is a disease that's going to kill all the cattle in the field, and it'll be very strong. And this happens. Paro does not, he sees that Bnei Yisrael were spared and that all the cattle of Mitzrayim were destroyed, but he still relents and he doesn't send Klal Yisrael out. He doesn't let them free. So this is the Makkah of Dever. There are a couple interesting points in these psukim that we'll see the Rishonim take up. One question, which is something the Ramban and Rashi both point out, is based on Pasuk Gimel. It says, Hine Yad Hashem Hoya b'miknecha asher basadeh, that Hashem's hand will be on the cattle, the animals, in the sadeh. It's interesting that basadeh is, why is it basadeh? Shouldn't it be all the cattle? So why is sadeh singled out? That's one question which we're going to see the Rishonim take up and the Rishonim argue about. What's another question? Somebody on the phone line, what's another interesting thing about these psukim? Look at Pasuk Zion. It says, Vayishlach Paro v'hinei lo meis m'meknei Yisrael ad echad. What's interesting about that? I think what's interesting is that Paro sent out to find out what happened. Why does the Torah have to tell us that Paro sent out to find out what happened after this plague? It's interesting. You would think that that would be natural, but the Torah points it out and it singles it out. So why does the Torah do that? But the first question we're going to take up is, why does the Torah single out the animals in the sadeh, the animals in the field? Why not all the animals? The Ramban is the first Rishon. We're going to do the Ramban and Rashi. And we're going to try to explain the difference between the Ramban and Rashi and hopefully gain greater insight into the Makeh of Dever. The Ramban points out, number two, the Ramban is Shmos Perek Tes. What?
Sorry.
You have a question? Do you have a question?
Yeah. That means that anybody who has pets, their pets would not be affected.
Yes. Yes, we're going to see what that means. But yes, that is one of the Rishonim's explanation.
Okay.
You want to read the Ramban inside, since you're so, you like to participate?
Okay, I'll just listen. No, it's okay.
All right, so you're declining. All right.
I'm declining.
Let's look at number two.
I appreciate the offer.
Okay, let's look at number two in the Ramban. The Ramban says, "B'miknecha asher basadeh, hisra osam behove." This warning is just talking in the normal sense. Ki rov hamikne besadeh, most animals are in the field. Aval haya hadavar hadever gam b'mikne asher babayis. But the dever, it also affected the animals in the house. Kimosha amar, as it says in the pasuk later on, vayamas kol mikne mitzrayim. The Ramban shita is therefore that when it says basadeh in the psukim, it's not literal. But it really is just the normal, it's speaking in the normal language, and normally people keep their animals outside, but it's still, it killed the animals inside as well. And the proof for that is that it says in the Pasuk, Vayomas kol mikne Mitzrayim, all the mikne Mitzrayim were killed. V'itachin, he goes on, he explains, Ki ba'avur heyos to'eva l'mitzrayim kol ro'e tzon, because it was an abomination in Mitzrayim to be a shepherd, and Rashi explains that the reason why is because they worshipped their sheep. Apparently, it was an abomination to be a shepherd because they held their sheep in great regard and they separated their sheep. Hayu mafrishim osam min ha'arim. Because they worshipped their sheep and their animal, they would separate it from the arim. Bilti be'es hishtamsham besusim lirkov v'chamorim v'masa. Except for when they used their horses to travel on, to ride on, and their donkeys to carry objects. All the cattle was very far away from Mitzrayim in the fields of Goshen. And in that place, there was a combination of the cattle of Mitzrayim and the cattle of Yisrael. That's why it has to say in the Psukim, that Hashem, he separated between the Mikneh of Mitzrayim and the Mikneh of Yisrael. Why does it have to say that? Because they were intertwined. The Mikneh of Mitzrayim and the Mikneh of Yisrael, they were all out in the field together. Oba avur shadavar mishinoi ha'avir. Another explanation is that this was a strange, it doesn't fit into the normal process of a plague. Ro'i shi yisfashit b'chol ha'plach. Really, a plague, it usually affects the whole city. Rak sha'asa Hashem imahem lahafli. But Hashem, he's demonstrating that this is a nace by differentiating between the Mikneh of Mitzrayim and the Mikneh of Yisrael. The basic pshat of the Ramban, therefore, is that when it says b'miknecha asher basada, the cattle of the field, it's not a literal thing. But it means that all the cattle were destroyed, and really it's just referencing the normal way in which people hold their cattle and their animals, which is in the field. And he goes on to explain that they were separated in the field, especially because of the fact that they were worshipped, the animals were worshipped, so they kept them in a separate place, and only when they needed to use them would they use them. But in general, they were out in the field, separate, afar from the regular people of Mitzrayim and the cities of Mitzrayim. So that's one shot in how to learn the Psukim. We're just going to hold off on trying to explain the Ramban and understand him on a deeper level, because we have to look at Rashi's pshat. And Debbie Schwartz actually alluded to Rashi's pshat. If we look at number three, later on by Shchin, which is the next Makeh, right after Dever, it says, number three, V'hayo la'avak al-kol eret Mitzrayim, the Sut, we're going to explain later what this means, but it says that the Shchin came from Sut, the boils came from old ashes, which were thrown into the air, and it says, V'hayo la'avak al-kol eret Mitzrayim, V'hayo al-ha'adam ve'al-ha'beima, l'shchin poreach ababuos b'chol eret Mitzrayim. And this affected both man and animal, and it became these boils that ended up sprouting into blisters and out of all Mitzrayim. What's strange about this pasuk? I bolded it. It says behema. And if you notice in the pasukim before, it says vayamas kol mikne Mitzrayim. All the cattle of Mitzrayim were destroyed. So where were their behema that the shchin should affect? So now we come to Rashi's pshat. I think, Debbie, can you read Rashi's pshat, please? Number four.
Okay. באדם ובבהמה ואם תאמר מאין היו להם הבהמות והלא כבר נאמר ואימת כל מקנה מצרים.
Stop. Stop. What's his question? What's his question?
Oh, sorry. He's asking if I can use that.
Okay, good. Explain.
And if you're going to say that they had animals, didn't it just say in the passage before that all the animals died?
Okay, good. Go on.
Ele lo nigzera gzera ele al otan shabbat adot bilvad.
Okay, so what's his answer?
That only the animals in the field died, not the animals inside.
So he's giving your answer, right? You said the pets wouldn't die, right? Go on.
Right. Ne'emar, v'miknecha asher v'chadeh ve'hira et tzvar Hashem, emis et miknahu miknehu al habatim.
Okay. And he goes on and he says, the miknecha asher basada is literal. That dever, this plague, only affected the animals in the sada, in the field. And those who feared Hashem, they took their animals inside. So whoever took their animals inside, their animals were preserved. Go on. Okay, we're going to see what that is referencing. But what's his answer? What's his answer? He's answering his first question. How were their behemos, if all the behemos were killed? His answer is that only the behemos in the fields were killed, but the behemos inside were not. Therefore, people who were Yarei Hashem, who feared Hashem, they would take their animals from out of the field and into the house. Okay?
That doesn't necessarily mean pets. They could have taken their cattle in.
Yeah, they could take their cattle in. Anything they took into the house was preserved, but anything outside in the field was not preserved. Okay, let's just do one more. We're just going to go into the pshat of Rashi. He says, as it says, Vayikach Shesh Mos Recha Bachor. If you look at number 5, this is from Parshas Beshalach. It says, Vayikach Shesh Mos Recha Bachor V'chol Recha Mitzrayim Mishalishim Al Kulo. The Mitzrayim, when they were chasing the Jews, they took all these chariots, all the choicest chariots to chase after Klal Yisrael to get them to come back to Mitzrayim. And if you look at Rashi, number 6, Tamar, can you read Rashi, number 6, please? V'chol Recha Mitzrayim?
Hello?
Yeah, can you read number 6?
Sorry, I had problems with the mute button. V'chol Recha Mitzrayim, v'imahem...
Kol Shar HaRechev. Yeah, I'll read. V'imahem kol shar harechev. V'umehechan hayu habehemos halalu. Where did they get the animals to take all the chariots? Im tomar mishal mitzrayim. If you say that the mitzrayim had animals, harei ne'amar v'yamas kol mikne mitzrayim. It says all the animals of Mitzrayim were killed. V'im tomar mishal yisrael. And if you say it's from Yisrael, v'halo ne'amar v'gam miknenu yelech imanu. They said that they were going to take their mikne, their cattle, with them to Har Sinai. Michel Mihayu, so where did they get the animals to use to carry the chariots to chase after Klal Yisrael? Min Hayareis Devar Hashem, from those who feared Hashem's words, meaning those who brought their animals inside. Mikana Yarab Shimon Omer Kashash Mitzrayim Harog Tov Shabim Nechashim Ratzus Esmocha. That's a separate point. Okay? Rashi is consistent. Rashi is saying that Dever was limited to the cattle of the field, and all those who feared Hashem would take their animals inside, and those were not killed. And he's consistent in both cases, because you see that he brings this down by Shchin, and he also brings it down in Bishalach, this idea. Whereas the Ramban's saying no, that really all the cattle were killed, and when it says the cattle in the fields, it's only speaking in the normal fashion, the normal method. And the normal method is that people keep their animals outside. So really all of them were killed. Even the animals on the inside of the house were killed. The question is, what is the machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi based on? Rashi, I think we should start with Rashi. What is strange about Rashi? What's strange about Rashi is, why is Dever limited to the animals of the field? If the whole idea, or if Dever is supposed to destroy the animals, why not, or why doesn't Hashem make the plague on all the animals? Why is it limited, or what's the idea being conveyed by limiting the plague to the animals of the field? It's a funny thing. Why do that?
Well, maybe the animals in the field are where, like, the sustenance Jews comes from.
Okay, good, good, good. Tamar, we think alike. Good. Anybody else have a possibility? Anybody? Okay, I want to take Tamar Ginsburg's possibility and just elaborate on what she was saying. Tamar is saying that that's where the sustenance comes from. I think I just want to word it a little bit differently, if she'll allow me to. The idea is that animals of the field are different than animals of the house. Typically, we say that an animal of the house is a domesticated animal, whereas an animal of the field is a non-domesticated, it's a wild animal, an animal that is utilized for work purposes. A dog, you don't use a dog for work. The primary idea of a dog is that it's a companion. It's an indoor animal. But an animal of the sada, of the field, is really an animal used as part of the economy, like a sus or a chamor. A horse and a donkey, they're used for carrying things. They're necessities as part of, or to make an economy move, and to make an economy prosperous, you need some type of way of transporting goods from one place to another, and you need animals. Apparently, Rashi's saying that what was the nature of Dever? How would you characterize or objectify the purpose of Dever? The purpose of Dever was to destroy the economy of the Mitzrayim. The idea is that it was limited to the animals of the field, because the animals of the field reflect or represent the animal in an economical sense. An animal as a means of sustaining, like Tamar was saying, as a means of sustaining the people. They were a means of transporting goods from one place to another. The idea of Dever, therefore, according to Rashi, the main concept is that it was there to destroy the economy of the Mitzrayim and to completely obliterate their economy. And by taking out this means of transportation, you would completely obliterate their economy. It's as if in America you obliterated all the planes and the cars and the trucks. If you didn't have the planes and the cars and the trucks, you can't have an economy. And if you don't have animals, not just the animals that take things from one place to another, but you also had meat, and meat was part of their economy as well. So the idea of the Makkah is that it's limited to Basada in order to express that idea, to express that the nature or the purpose of the Makkah was to obliterate the economy of the Mitzrayim. Therefore, what he's saying is that the Mitzrayim, who understood that, they had a right, or they had an ability to take the animals inside. And by doing so, they were avoiding the Makkah, because the Makkah was limited to the animals of the Sada in order to reflect its purpose and its goal, which was to obliterate their economy. Okay, anybody have any questions on that idea or disagree? I'll take that as a no. Okay, but what is the Ramban saying? According to the Ramban, what was the purpose of Dever? Anybody? According to the Ramban, it seems as though the purpose of Dever wasn't to obliterate the economy of the Mitzrayim, but rather it was to obliterate their gods. He says openly in the Ramban that the Mitzrayim, the Roei Tzon, according to the Mitzrayim, were considered a toeva, an abomination. And as we said before, the reason for that, given in all the Mefarshim, is that the animals were worshipped by the Mitzrayim. So another idea that you can use, or that in order to understand the nature of Dever, is that the plague and the destruction of animals was a destruction of their Avodah Zarah. Therefore, according to the Ramban, there's no idea of people taking their animals inside and avoiding the plague. Why? Because the whole idea of the plague was a plague to destroy their Avodah Zarah. If you take an animal from outside and to inside, it's not changing the nature of the animal vis-a-vis Avodah Zarah. They're still worshipping of these animals. So every animal had to be destroyed. That's why, according to the Ramban, it had to be Vayomas Kol Mikneh Mitzrayim. Because the idea of the plague was to obliterate their gods. And they worshipped the gods. Part of their worship was the gods of... part of their worship, was to worship their animals as gods. So as such, according to the Ramban, the whole idea, the whole concept of Dever is an obliteration of their gods. So now we can frame the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban in a more conceptual manner. According to Rashi, the concept of Dever is really an obliteration of the Mitzri economy, and therefore is limited to the animals of the Sadeh. Whereas according to the Ramban, the whole concept of Dever was to obliterate their relationship to animals as gods. And as such, there is no way of avoiding it. All animals have to be destroyed in Mitzrayim. The question of how there was other animals by Shechin, that's a practical question. According to the Ramban, maybe they got the Jews' animals or they stole the Jews' animals, but that doesn't bother the Ramban, because the way the Ramban's understanding the nature of the Makkah is that it was meant to destroy their gods. Okay?
But then why, like, they also worship the sun.
You can't destroy the sun.
Yeah,
but that wasn't a destruction of the sun. But I would say we're going to get to... They did, according to many Rishonim, the Makos... I mean, it says openly in the Psukim, Eseh Shvatim Ani Hashem, that Hashem is going to deal justice to the Egyptian gods. And one idea, for example, by Dam, is the reason why Dam is attached to the Nile is because the Egyptians worshipped the Nile. So it was an obliteration.
They didn't worship?
What?
Was there anything they didn't worship?
Yeah, Hashem. No, they worshiped many gods. The ideal, one of the ideas.
Yeah.
No. No. What's your question? Go ask.
No, I just don't understand why. Like, if that's how the Ramban is explaining what happened, then like why that Makkah? Like you could apply that to every other Makkah.
Yeah, maybe you could. That's on Akasha. Maybe he does hold that. Maybe he holds that every Makkah was there to destroy a different attachment that the Mitzrayim had to their gods and to destroy their Avodah Zarah completely.
Right.
Maybe not. I don't know. But it's a good point. Okay? But I want to tie this into Haggadah, the Haggadah a little bit. When we get to the Haggadah, we see that we analyze the Psukim in Devarim to understand the story of what happened in Mitzrayim. One curious thing that always comes up with the Haggadah every year, which has always bothered me, is that one of the analysis of the Pasuk in Devarim on Biyad Chazakah, if you look at number 7 on the source sheets, and this is from the Haggadah called the Shira Salavim Haggadah, which is a Haggadah that's really quotes all the Briskers, Rav Chaim, the Griz, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and their explanations of the Haggadah. But the basic format of the Haggadah is the same as every other Haggadah. It says, Biyad Chazakah, with a strong hand, in the Pasuk in Devarim. And the explanation of it that we always say in the Haggadah is, Zu HaDever. This is a reference to this plague. Kimash and Amar, as like it says in the Pasuk that we just read, Hine Yad Hashem Hoya B'miknecha Asher Basada Basusim B'chamorim B'agmolim B'bakar V'atzon Dever Kaved Me'od. Hashem's hand was upon the mikna, upon the animals in the field, on the susim, on the horses, bachamorim, on the donkeys, bagmalim, on the camels, babakar, vatzon dever kaved meod. The limud is that it says, hine yad Hashem, the hand of Hashem, and they learn out the limud that there's a hekesh, there's a connection between hine yad Hashem and biyad chazaka. But if you look further down on the explanation of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, he asks the kasha, he says, kasha, madua nakat lashon chuzik yad dafka b'makas dever. Why is it that the lashon, the language of chuzik yad, of a strong hand, is limited to the makkah of dever, of pestilence, or this plague? Umay shna makkah zu mishar makos. What's the difference between dever and other makos in terms of expressing biyad chazaka? The ode, and furthermore, debekruksiv, in the pasuk it says, vayotienu Hashem b'mitzrayim biyad chazaka, that Hashem took them out with a strong hand. That the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the Exodus, taking them out of Mitzrayim, was with a strong hand. If that's the case, why is this limited, or why is this being discussed in a reference to Dever? They still didn't leave Mitzrayim after this Makkah. You have to wait till Makkas Bechoros, Bitzarach Ian. And he just leaves it off as a question. This needs to be explained. But I think we can explain this now that we have these understandings of Rashi and the Ramban. See, I think the ideas of Biyad Chazaka, maybe this gives insight into the Haggadah, according to the Rashi, is that we said that Dever is really the first element of obliterating their economy. And I think the idea of Biyad Chazaka is that it's a demonstration of strength, of complete strength, when you take out the economy of another country. And the example that I was thinking of was the 9/11 attacks. Why did the suicide bombers attack the Twin Towers? The Twin Towers were really a symbol of the American economy, and they were trying to knock out the strength of America by knocking out the symbol of their economy. So the economy is very much tied to the strength of a country. And I think the idea of Biyad Chazak, according to Rashi and our explanation, is that Dever really demonstrated Hashem's might in the sense that it knocked out their economy. And knocking out the economy of a country is really a full expression of total might, of total Yad Chazakah. And I just wanted to point out one other thing in Rashi. Rashi says that the Yareis Devar Hashem, Heines Es Mikneo Abatim, that those who feared Hashem, they took their animals inside. What do you see from that? You see that this wasn't hidden from the Mitzrayim. It's one thing to attack in a surprise attack, like a 9/11. So the terrorists, there was no warning, and bam, they hit us. They hit us where it hurts. But here, by Hashem, in this situation, the Makkah, he's telegraphing to them what he's going to do. He's saying to them, I will destroy your economy. I will take out all your animals in the field. The idea is that that is complete might. There is no hiding. There is no hiding on the part of God to the plan, to the Mitzrayim. Therefore, this Makkah really is the full expression of Yad Chazakah. Because not only did it take out the Mitzrayim's economy, but it wasn't in a surprise attack. It was completely known to the Mitzrayim. That is complete might. That is Yad Chazakah. That is a hand that is mighty. And I think that explains why, according to, or at least answers the question of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, why is Yad Chazakah limited to Dever? Because Dever really expressed God's, or at least it certainly was the first expression of God's might in that sense, in that it was it wiped out their economy and showed His strength over them. Whereas the Ramban, what's the Ramban saying? Why is it Yad Chazakah according to the Ramban? According to the Ramban, see, you could say, like Tamar was asking, you could say that other Makos took out their gods. But the thing is that this really took them out permanently. Because when an animal dies, it's not coming back to life. By the Nile, for example, by Dam, yeah, let's say you say that the idea of Dam was to knock out their attachment to the Nile as an Avodah Zarah. But still, after 7 days, the Dam was gone, and the Nile came back to life. And it was blue again, it wasn't red anymore. Or by Tzfardea, I mean, there was no permanent effect in terms of the Makkah. Whereas by Dever, it wasn't just hitting their Avodah Zarah, but it was destroying their Avodah Zarah. This was really the first Makkah which really demonstrated an obliteration, a complete obliteration of their Makkah. So that was of their gods. So this is the explanation according to the Ramban of Yad Chazakah. Why is it Yad Chazakah by Dever? Why is it limited to Dever? Because Dever really demonstrated God's might over their gods, because their gods never returned after this. Once the animals are destroyed, there's no Tchias HaMesim by the animals. So once they're gone, that's it. So this really is Yad Chazakah according to the Ramban. So I think this explains this perplexing matter that always bothered me at the Seder of what the connection is between Yad Chazakah and Dever is. Why is there a more specific connection between Yad Chazakah and the Makkah of Dever as opposed to every other Makkah? But I think with our understanding of Rashi and the Ramban, we can at least explain why there's a deeper connection between this Makkah and this concept of Yad Chazakah. Okay? So this is the first part of the Shir. This is on Dever. But we're going to go into Shchin, which is the next Makkah. And the reason why we're doing Dever and Shchin is that there is a relationship between these two Makos, which I'm going to hopefully explain at the end of this year. So we're going to move on to the Makkah of Shchin, which is interpreted or translated as boils. We're going to read the Pesukim inside, number 8 in the Pesukim. Pasuk Ches starts with, Vayomar Hashem Moshe vel Aaron k'chulachem meloch hofnechem piach kivshon uzrako Moshe Hashemayma leinei paro. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, take for yourself with your cupped hands soot from a kivshon, from a furnace or a stove, uzrako Moshe Hashemayma leinei paro, and Moshe should throw it up into the sky in front of paro. V'hayala avak al kol eretz Mitzrayim, and this would become dust all over Mitzrayim. V'hayal ha'adam v'al ha'behem al deshchin poreach ababuos b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. This soot, this ash, attached itself to the men and the animals, and it became these boils that ended up sprouting into blisters throughout Mitzrayim. So what happened? If you look at Pasuk Yud, Vayichu es piach hakivshan, Vayamdu lifnei paro, Vayizroko so Moshe ashamayma, Vayihi shchin ababuos pareach ba'adam uva behema. Moshe did as Hashem commanded him, and he took the soot, or the ashes, from the Kivshon, and he threw it in the air in front of Paro, and it turned into these boils and these blisters. It affected both man and animal. V'lo yachlu achartumim la'amod lifnei Moshe. The Chartumim were unable to stand before Moshe mipnei Ashchin because of these boils. Ki ayashchin b'chartumim uvuchol Mitzrayim. The Shchin affected the Chartumim and all of Mitzrayim. Vayechazik Hashem eslei paro v'lo shama alihem kasher dibir Hashem al Moshe. And once again we see that Hashem, he hardened Paro's hearts, and Paro did not listen to them. Kasher dibir Hashem al Moshe, just as Hashem had prophesized to Moshe regarding Paro. Basic summary of the Psukim. This Makev Shchin was started through throwing ashes or soot into the air. The soot became dust. The dust ended up attaching itself to man and animal and became these blisters and these boils. And it affected the Chartumim as well as all of Mitzrayim. And nevertheless, Paro did not listen to the Makeh or did not hearken to the Makeh, and he did not let Klal Yisrael leave as Hashem had told Moshe. What are the strange things about these psukim? Somebody on the phone line, ask a basic question. What's strange about this Makeh? What is troublesome? All right. Debbie Schwartz just asked one of the key questions on these psukim. Why is this Makeh starting in this manner? It's a strange thing. If Hashem wants to decree shchin, boils, then just let boils happen. By Dever, it just happened. So why is it by shchin you have this strange process where you're throwing these ashes into the air, and then the ashes turn into soot, the soot turns into shchin, and it attaches itself to Adam and Behemah? Just make it that the people have shchin. Why do you have this whole process in the beginning of this Makeh?
It's so unnatural that Paro should realize that it comes from Hashem. Like, it starts with something natural, as in it starts from, like, soot, that's like a natural element.
Good.
So, like, the process is so unnatural, so, like, not something that would happen on its own. So, for sure, maybe this would make Paro realize that that he should believe in God. There's another being that's above him.
Good, good, good. I just want to take that a little bit further, but you're going according, I think what you're saying is, yes.
That also, like, I think that the Mitzrayim were more used to people having power, so to say.
Okay.
So this kind of made it more real for them, you know?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I guess something physical do something.
Okay, good. Like, all right.
Fear in them, so to say.
Okay, all right. Anybody else want to add? All right, look at Rashi. Yeah.
This might sound weird, but it kind of reminds me of, like, the creation of man. I was like, the creation of the world.
Okay, good. I like that. We're going to hold off on that concept. Good. All right, anybody else? Okay, I just want to take my sister, Debbie Schwartz's idea just a little bit further. This is one explanation of why it had to come from the soot of the Kivshon. Let's look at Rashi, number 9. Rashi says, skip the first Rashi, Molochof Nechem, and look at Piach Kivshon, because that's just old French, and I don't have to read it and mispronounce it like I always do. Look at Piach Kivshon. Davar hanofeach min hagecholim amumim hanestrafim bekivshon. These were extinguished coals that are able to be blown around, which were in the Kivshon, in the stove or the furnace. It's translated by art school as lime pit, Kivshon, but I think it's a furnace or a stove. Uvalas olvish, piach lashon hafacha, sharuach mafichan umafrichan. And the idea of hafacha means that it's blown into the air and it's spread and it's separated. So what exactly is the piach Kivshon according to Rashi? The piach Kivshon are gecholim, they're coals that were extinguished. Let's go on in Rashi. He says, "Uzraku Moshe," and Moshe threw it up in the air. Kol davar nizrak bekoach, eno nizrak el biyada achas. Anything that's thrown with force is only, you only use one hand to throw it. You don't use two hands. Okay. Hare nisim harbe. There are many different nisim here. We're gonna explain. Echad shehechzek kumtzo shel Moshe meloch hafanim shelo v'shel Aaron. The first nis is that Moshe's hands held enough soot that could be held in both his hands and Aaron's hands. The echad shehalacha avak al kol eretz Mitzrayim. The other nis that happened in this Makeh is that the dust it ended up going and spreading throughout all of Eretz Mitzrayim. And just the next Rashi, Lishchin Poreach Ababuos, Kitargumo Lishchin Sagi Ababuin, it was boils that created a lot of blisters. Sha'al Yadot Somchin Bahen Buos. On the person's hand, it ended up sprouting into more blisters. Shchin, Lashon Chamimos. What is Shchin? Shchin means hot. Vaharbe Yesh Belashon Mishnah, Shana Shchuna. We see in the Mishnah, in Yuma, it says Shana Shchuna, hot year. So the literal idea of Shchin is that it's heat. Apparently, these boils created or produced a certain heat. So I want to take what Debbie Schwartz said and just explain it a little bit further. She was saying that the idea is that it was to demonstrate that it was from God and it wasn't natural. So I agree with that point. But I just want to take it further. What made this nace so incredible is that you took extinguished coals and you created heat out of extinguished coals. So the idea is that the item that created this heat element of the Shchin was something that was removed from heat. Because at one point it was in the Kivshan, but now it was completely removed apart from that process, the process of being burnt or burnt up. So now in this Makkah, you're taking something that is removed from fire, that has already been extinguished, and that itself is creating the effect of heat in the person's body. So the idea that Debbie was saying is further elaborated on by Rashi, which is that the demonstration of this unnatural quality wasn't just that you're taking something inanimate and you're making it into something, a disease or a boil, but it was further, you're taking something that's completely removed from fire and from heat, and you're using it to create something that produced heat in the person's body. It's almost like an opposite. It's like taking water and producing fire out of water. So it's not just unnatural, but it's a complete demonstration of control over nature when you take something that's removed from fire and you use it to create fire. So the main idea of Shchin would seem to be that it wasn't the boils itself, but it's the fact that the boils produced a certain heat in the body and it burnt them. It burned them up. It was almost like a hot rash that you were constantly feeling a burning sensation from. And I think that explains, according to Rashi, why it had to start in this process. It had to be nicker. It had to be demonstrable that this makkah was not natural. It wasn't a natural process of boils, but rather it came from God. And the clearest demonstration of that was utilizing something that is removed from fire and taking it and making something that creates heat in the person's body. But what is the concept? What is the philosophy behind this makkah? Okay, it's very nice that you're trying to demonstrate this concept, but there has to be an overall idea as to what the purpose of the makkah was. Why Shchin, and what is it supposed to impart to the people of Mitzrayim? If we look at the Ramban, just to take that or explain that, the Ramban points out that in Pasuk Yud Aleph it says V'yachlu achartumim lamod lifnei Moshe, that the magicians of Paro, they weren't able to stand before Moshe v'pnei Hashchin, ki haya Hashchin b'chartumim v'chol Mitzrayim. The Shchin was on the Chartumim and all Mitzrayim. Why are the Chartumim specified? I think if we answer that question, we can understand a little bit about what the philosophy of Shchin is. Let's look at the first Ramban, number 10, and it's Yud Aleph. Nicole, can you read? Do you mind? Okay. They were very embarrassed. The idea is that the Chartumim, they were very embarrassed to stand. They couldn't handle it, and they were very embarrassed to stand with this disease, with the Shchin. Go on. Okay. Therefore, they would not appear in the palace of the king, and they were closed up in their house, in their homes. So the Ramban is pointing out that the Chartumim were particularly affected by this makkah, in the sense that they were embarrassed and they couldn't handle it. What is the idea of the makkah, therefore, according to the Ramban? The idea of the makkah is that it affected their self-image. When your body is being burnt and you have boils all over yourself, it affects your view of, or your value of your body and of the physical aspects of your body. That's expressed through A, the burning sensation. It's almost as if your body is burning up. And the other idea that is expressed through is, from this Ramban, is the shame that the Khartoumim expressed. They couldn't stand before Moshe in the palace. The idea, therefore, of Shechin from the Ramban and just Rashi's explanation of Shechin as being something burning is that the purpose of Shechin was to destroy the Mitzrayim's image of themselves and their value of their body, of the physical. By making them disgusting looking and by burning their body through this disease, it was demonstrable to the Mitzrayim, and it was clear to them that they shouldn't put their energy, or that their value of body, of their body, and of the physical of their body, was not a, is not a real value. And that was the purpose of the Shechin. So as Dever was a destruction either of the economy and or their Avodah Zarah, Shechin is now demonstrating to the Mitzrayim that there's no value in their body and their, excuse me, and their, they had a certain value of the body. And we're going to see that I have some proofs for this idea that the Mitzrayim had a particular value of their body. If you look at Vayikra Perek Yeches Pasuk Gimel, there's an Isser to live in Eretz Mitzrayim. And the reason for the Isser, according to many Rishonim, is based on this Pasuk. Number 11, Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo lo sasu, uchemase Eretz Kanan asher ani mevi eschem shama lo sasu, uvchukoseyam lo seleichu. The Jews are instructed not to act in the ways of the Mitzrayim and not to act in the ways of the people of Canaan, of the land of Canaan. And the Ramban, in number 12, he explains what the problem was. He says, Valdas Rabosinu b'Toras Kohanim, according to the Chazal in Toras Kohanim, Hayugama Mitzrayim Shtufim Bezima. The Mitzrayim were involved in ludity, in improper relations, B'chula Arayos. Uvizachor, uvavehema, they're involved in bestiality and in homosexuality. Vehua emes, and this is true. And then he brings in various psukim to bring arayas for this idea. But the main idea he's saying is that one of the values of the Mitzrayim was their body and the instinctual. What is therefore the idea of Shechin? As we said before, the idea of Shechin is that God, Hashem, was trying to demonstrate to the Mitzrayim and break down their attachment to their false values. And one of their false values was putting too much emphasis on the body and the instinctual. The idea of Shechin is that it destroyed that. They could no longer have the same self-image because now they were disgusting looking by having boils covering their whole body. And they also had this burning sensation, which was a demonstration to them that their body is not important, is not intrinsically relevant and has a value. I think this explains the basic philosophy of Shechin, and as we said before, we explained the basic philosophy of Dever. Now, why are these two Makos related, as I said before? This is actually a point that the Ibn Ezra says, and I think Tamar Ginsberg actually referenced this point. If you look at number 13, it says, Amar of Yehuda Alevi. It says, Boel Paro ala Armon Shelo, which means go to his palace. Amar Rav Yehuda Alevi, Shtayim Makus Hayu B'mayim. There were two plagues that affected water. Ha'achas Shehis Admu Umesa Hadaga. The first one is that the fish died because of the redness of the dam. V'hashenish Sh'alu HaTzvardeh Mehem. And the second Makah of Tzvardeh came from the water, came from the Nile. Uva'aret Shtayim. And there were two Makos that affected the land. Achas Me'akinim, because the lice came from the land. V'hashenish Me'aroth. And the second is from the wild beasts, is a reference to the wild beasts. Vehein chayos mu'uravos, they're wild animals. Uchsiv, and it says, Vatotzea aretz nefesh chaya, that the land produced animals. Which is funny. The Ibn Ezra is quoting Bracious. It's funny, because that, what is that reference, how is that reference relevant to Arov? Ushtayim ba'avir, and there were two in the sky, in the air. Ki hadever, enenu rak chamo kar, mishuna minhag, uvarega echad misim in lahem misbar. There is no difference in, it spread through the air, and there was no difference in the temperature of the air, and in one moment, it killed many people through the air. Bavur ki ruach kol chayim shibalev tluya ba'avir. Because, or to demonstrate that people are dependent on air to live, to survive. V'hashenis makas shchin ki akasav yikra rakia shal rosham shamayim. The pasuk calls the rakia shamayim, and the shchin started by throwing up the soot into the shamayim. V'hamake ashvias mureves migalgal asaram migalgal esh. V'chein kasav v'esh misakachas besocha barad. Then you have the seventh, which is a mixture of wind and fire, which is barad. V'hashminis makas arbe shiba merachok al yidei ruach, which came from afar through the wind. And the last one, Vachias, sorry, the ninth one, Vachias Hayamaka Niflash Nedar Or Shneam Urusa Kuchavim Earth Mitzrayim. It was a mixture of light and darkness. It was complete darkness, but it was a demonstration of control over that. Vasiris Ridas Amashlas Megagalia Kavala Haragabachorim. Okay. The main point is that the Ibn Ezra, he's saying that there are these pairs of Makos. The two first Makos were a pair, and they affected the water. The second pair was Kinim and Arov, and they affected the land. And the third pair was Dever and Shchin, and they affected, or they came through the Avir. Now, what is that idea? What is the idea of pairs, and what is the concept that the Ibn Ezra is referencing? I think Tamar hit on this point before, and you see this also in the Ibn Ezra, because he quotes a pasuk from Bereishis. What is the idea? The idea is that Hashem was demonstrating his dominion over the elements of creation. And there are three main elements of creation. One is water, one is land, one is air. And by controlling these things, and by bringing Makos through these things, he's demonstrating a dominion over them because of the fact that he created them. Through the fact that Hashem is the creator, he therefore can express dominion over these things. Why are they pairs? Why couldn't it be that there was just one Makah? Why did it have to be pairs? Why two Makos reflecting or relating to the water, and two Makos related to the land, and two Makos related to the Avir? Why is that? Why do you guys think? What's the difference between one and two? What does two represent? Good. Okay, one is an accident and two is already a pattern. The idea of two is that a person shouldn't confuse it and say, oh, this is an accident, but rather they should recognize that there's a reality to this, that this isn't just a fluke, but rather there's a pattern here. It was therefore demonstrating God's dominion over these natural elements and not demonstrating that it was an accident of nature. I think that explains why these Makos are paired. There is two that affected the water, two affected the land, and two affected the air. Why is that? The main idea is what Tamar said. The main idea is to demonstrate Hashem's dominion because he created the world, and he's using the three main elements of air, water, and land to demonstrate that. But not just that, but through the fact that there are patterns and there are pairs, he's demonstrating that it's not an accident, it's not a fluke, but rather he's demonstrating his complete control over these things, over these elements of nature. I think that explains why Dever and Shchin are a pair, and that also explains why I picked these two Makos out in specific to give shir on. It's not just an accident that I picked these two Makos, but there's actually a relationship between these two Makos, according to the Ibn Ezra. Okay, that really concludes the shir tonight, but I just want to summarize the main concepts that we discussed in the shir tonight. The title of the shir was explaining or insights into the Makos, and specifically Dever and Shchin. We said by Dever that there are two concepts or two possible ways of learning Dever. One was according to the Ramban, and the other is according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the idea of Dever was an obliteration of the economy of the Mitzrayim. And according to the Ramban, the idea of Dever was an idea of obliterating their Avodah Zarah, and they worshipped their animals, and therefore Dever completely destroyed all their animals. This explains why, according to Rashi, the plague was limited to the animals of the field. The reason why it was limited to the animals of the field is because the animals of the field really represent the animal in an economical sense, as opposed to a domestic animal. Whereas according to the Ramban, all the animals had to be destroyed. Why? Because it was an idea of destroying their Avodah Zarah. This also explains a perplexing matter in the Haggadah itself by B'Yad Chazakah. Why is Dever the paradigm of Yad Chazakah? So one possibility is Rashi. When you obliterate an economy, it shows might. And I use the example of 9/11 to prove that they targeted the Twin Towers to demonstrate their power and their might over America. Therefore, this Makah of Dever was Yad Chazakah. It was a mighty hand. And the other side, the other approach of the Ramban, is that this is the first Makkah which obliterated their Avodah Zarah. It's one thing to attack Avodah Zarah, like the Nile, but it came back after Dam. Whereas over here, by the animals, once they were attacked, they never came back. This was a complete and utter destruction of their Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Yad Chazaka, demonstrates a mighty hand on the part of God. And then we get to the idea of Shechin. What is the idea of Shechin? The main idea of Shechin is that it was to demonstrate to the Mitzrayim that their self-image and their body was really worthless and really has no value. And they overvalued their body, and they had a philosophy of the body being essential. And therefore, the Shechin really broke down that concept by A, making them look disgusting, and by B, burning their skin. And we demonstrated also, or we showed, that it was unnatural. And the reason why it was unnatural is that it came from something that was completely removed from fire and it produced fire, which is an interesting idea. One other side point, which I didn't mention this year, which is that the Chartumim, I think one idea about Chartumim, why were they particularly affected, more so than the rest of the Mitzrayim? Because people, this is a side point and something that I just noticed, but people who are magicians, like the Chartumim, they tend to be more egocentric than your average person because they believe that they can control the elements of nature, almost like a god can control nature. I think that explains, this is a psychological insight, I think that explains why the Chartumim are singled out and why they're more affected than the rest of the Mitzrayim. It demonstrates the nature of their personalities, that the Chartumim in specific were more egocentric and more drawn into their self-image and self-importance. So therefore, the boils affected them more than other people in Mitzrayim. And the last idea we said is that the Makos demonstrated that Hashem created the world and he showed dominion over the basic elements of creation, which were the land, the water, and the sky. And the reason for the pairs of the Makos, according to the Ibn Ezra, is that the pairs express a pattern. That if you just had one Makkah of Mayim and one Makkah of Aretz, it would just seem unnatural. It could be you could say that was just a fluke and it wasn't a reflection of God's dominion over these elements. The fact that it's two demonstrates a pattern and shows a pattern. And now we can say that Hashem, as a result, is the creator of the world and has complete dominion over these elements of the world. So I think that concludes tonight's shiur. Anybody on the phone have any questions on the shiur?
No.
No? Okay. Nope. All right. Thank you for the participation.